Hamish Colquhoun had known there'd be challenges when he chose to move back home to Glenlake from Edinburgh. He'd been ready for the endless list of renovations and repairs to the 200-year-old farmhouse he'd bought. He'd braced himself for the back and forth necessary to ensure that his daughter, Freya, retained some kind of relationship with her mother. He'd even known that the switch from contract law to a family law practice would lead to an entirely different sort of caseload, and he'd welcomed the change of pace. But nothing in his varied legal career had prepared him for this. One of the things in the enclosed livestock trailer screamed, and Hamish stumbled back, wondering if he'd somehow wandered onto the set of a slasher film. Maybe he was dreaming. Stuart MacDonald grinned. Drawing on every shred of remaining professionalism he possessed, Hamish managed to choke back the impassioned, "What the f-?" and instead asked, "What have you got here, Stuart?" Looking inordinately pleased with himself, Stuart rocked back on his heels and folded his arms. "Your new landscaping crew." "I beg your pardon?" "I remembered what you said at your office a couple months back, when we were doing the reading of Mum's will, about how you were having a hard time keeping up with the weeding and clearing of the land since you bought the place." Hamish barely remembered the conversation. It had just been small talk to ease what had been a difficult day for the son of his late client, Catriona MacDonald. When Stuart didn't continue, Hamish arched an expectant brow.
"Aye?"
"Well, these were Mum's goats. Certainly we can't keep them at our flat in Glasgow, so they need to be rehomed. When I remembered you had this place, I thought this was the ideal solution. You've got a barn right here that's empty and ready to go."
It was empty. Hamish didn't know about ready to go. Other than making sure the place wasn't about to cave in and pose a danger to his daughter, he hadn't done a bloody thing with the barn. It hadn't even rated going on the priority list, and he didn't want to add it now. He couldn't handle another living thing to care for beyond himself and Freya. He'd already been fending off her daily requests for a puppy and a horse. At no point had goats ever been under consideration. Struggling to find a more tactful response than, "Not no, but hell no," Hamish tried to offer a friendly smile.
"I appreciate the offer, but I didn't know the first thing about taking care of goats."
Stuart waved that away.
"Oh, it's easy. This time of year you'll keep them in the barn. They've got hair, no wool like sheep, so they're not waterproof. And you didn't want to leave them out in the wet or they'll end up with foot rot. But on the days that it's not raining and not completely freezing, you'll just let them out to forage and they'll eat everything that you didn't want."
They were goats. Didn't they eat everything? Wasn't that a thing?
"But
you've already got a fence."
Stuart scanned the overgrown length of it.
"You might need to patch it in a couple of places, but that will not be a big deal. You've got plenty of time to do that before spring. In the meantime, they'll basically be barn animals. I even brought you enough hay to get you started for a couple of weeks."
A low-level panic began to bubble in Hamish's blood. He was already struggling. Being a single parent was so much harder than he'd thought it would be, even with his parents' help. And even though Freya was reasonably self-sufficient at 12, the idea of adding something else, multiple somethings based on the shifting and milling happening inside the trailer, was absolutely overwhelming. Later, he'd decide it was the overwhelm that had kept him from being able to make his brain work to find a polite way to decline the lunatic offer.
"I didn't know what to say."
That was the God's honest truth.
"You gave so much peace and comfort to my mother by helping sort out her will and her estate. She would want you to have them."
How the hell was he supposed to say no after that?
"Oh, well, I guess we should unload them."
Beaming, Stuart climbed into his 4x4 and backed the trailer up to the barn. In the back of Hamish's brain, he was already plotting. Stuart didn't live in Glenlake. His mother's estate was all sorted, other than this. The house was already under contract, so Stuart would be headed back to Glasgow soon.